KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center. The most important ingredients to sustaining health and wellness are the resources and tools that help you live a vibrant and healthy life. At San Juan Regional Medical Center, the goal is to promote health by making sure those resources are available. Find the path to the best life at lifebetterhere.com. San Juan Regional Medical Center. Better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. A 51 Monday morning here on KSJE. It is time for our Monday reboot segment. That's when we get to talk technology with my guest, Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems here in Farmington. He is joining us live this morning. There he is. Lewis, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you. Thanks for joining us, of course. And gosh, I guess maybe one of the big things I noticed from last week was that Apple is getting out of the electric car business after 10 years.
Yep.
Wow.
They are trying to free up some more R&D to focus on AI.
Interesting.
Yes.
And do you think they were having difficulties with the whole concept of or self-driving car is what it was, not electric car, right? Wasn't that what they were in?
Yeah, the self-driving cars. And
yeah.
I don't know for sure that they're having, you know, they were kind of behind in the self-driving car business, but they're really behind in the AI business. And so I don't know that this is so much a decision based on them having difficulty with self-driving cars as much as it was wanting to, again, free up that those resources to catch up in the AI game. I mean, AI is the big, all the rage now, right? It's what everybody's focusing on. All these companies are trying to hit. You know, another story that I was going to mention today, again, we talked about it last week, but NVIDIA closed. It didn't just briefly hit $2 trillion. It actually closed in the stock market at $2 trillion, all because of AI. So everybody right now is trying to focus on AI. And quite frankly, the Apple's behind the game.
Yeah.
So they really need to get on that.
Interesting. NVIDIA is the, and that's the value of the company, right, you're talking about? That's that trillion-dollar number?
Yeah,
that we're valued at that? Yeah.
Yeah, and $2 trillion valuation.
And I've always thought of NVIDIA as a video card manufacturer, but obviously they are involved in a lot more than just that.
Well, no, you thought of them right. So that NVIDIA really was and kind of is a video card manufacturer, but the technology at the core of their video cards is the GPU chip. These processors that are designed to focus completely on mathematical computations in order to do those fancy 3D graphics. And as a kind of a side benefit, you know, really the chip is a mathematical processor. And so it became really hot when Bitcoin started getting hot because it's the same kind of processing you need to generate Bitcoin. So, you know, back then when that was really going, these NVIDIA cards and other video cards were selling for two or three times their MSRP because everybody was buying them to generate Bitcoin. Now we're seeing the same thing with AI. These same chips, these, you know, really intense mathematical processors are what is necessary for the core processing for AI.
I see.
So that's kind of how NVIDIA got involved in this game.
Okay, thank you. That kind of helps me understand their link to this new AI business. And then, and one final thought on Apple, though. I mean, that's not a small company. The fact that they want to, you know, eliminate or just shut down one whole area of their R&D to move all that resources into AI. I mean, you would think they'd have enough money to do both, but apparently not, I guess is my point.
Yeah, well, I don't know that it's, I don't know, they probably do have enough money to do both, but I think, again, a lot of it isn't just money, it's resources in terms of the people they have.
Staff. Yeah, that makes
the
sense.
The focus of the company, that kind of stuff. But, you know, I'm speculating. I'm getting into speculation here. This is not written in any of the reports that I've seen.
But certainly, I think you have some credentials to be able to speculate, so I appreciate that. Thank you.
I hope
so. For doing that with me this morning, sure.
You have credentials too, Scott.
Well, I don't know about that, but we'll see. But the fact is that you won't have a self-driving Apple car in your future,
nope.
In your near future anyway.
Nope.
So what else is going on besides all this?
Well, you know, talking about Apple, the big news across all the news feeds today is that the European Union is fining almost Apple almost $2 billion for abusive App Store rules, right? So this is the latest salvo in this huge fight about the Apple App Store and how they, you know, in, if you're a developer and you want to make an app for the Apple phone or any Apple device, it has to be sold in the Apple App Store. And in order to sell in the Apple App Store, you have to obey all their rules. And a lot of their rules are about you cannot, you know, allow or link to any non-Apple payment services. This is the core of that particular one, is the core of the EU fine. You can't, there's a lot of things you can't do basically to preserve Apple's stuff, right?
Right.
So Spotify wanted to, you know, sell Spotify through the Apple Store, but they wanted to link to a different payment service. And, you know, Apple said no and banned Spotify, or, you know, made it so Spotify couldn't do that through the App Store. So that worked its way through EU courts. And now the EU is saying that this is a non-competitive practice, and they've slapped Apple with a $2 billion fine for it. Of course, Apple's firing back by basically saying this is really just Spotify trying to protect its turf. And, you know, Spotify is a Swedish company.
Right.
So they're claiming bias here, basically, in between the lines. They don't say that specifically in their press release, but in between the lines, they're basically saying, hey, the EU is trying to protect a Swedish company. You know, well, this is important because these kinds of fights are what eventually determine what you as a consumer get to do and not do. And I don't know if I've said this on this program before, I probably have, but to me, this is really important as well, because I feel like the software industry is one of the, you know, in business, you think supply and demand, and we all talk about how we want a free market. And the idea of being a free market is, you know, companies survive based on the quality of your product, and consumers vote by, you know, being able to choose between products. I feel like the software industry is the one industry on the face of the planet where vendors still dictate to consumers what they can get, where the consumers aren't really in control. That's my opinion. And this, to me, is another example of that.
Interesting.
But, you know, we'll see.
Okay. All right. And I guess another question that I would have about this, right, is that these manufacturers, right, from Google to Apple and even Microsoft with their operating system, right, they try to control, I guess, you know, kind of what programs you can install as part of it's for safety too, right? So they don't want you installing malicious app from somewhere else, right? And that's kind of why these app stores, Play stores, Microsoft stores try to have at least some regulation as to what's available for these add-ons to our devices, right?
Yeah, and I'm remiss in not mentioning that. Of course, that is part of what a big point that Apple and other vendors make about this is, like, look, if we don't control this, then you can, you know, people will put whatever they want on there, and it's, you know, you could end up putting something with a virus or what have you. And I think there's some truth to that. There's a lot of truth to that, obviously.
Yeah.
But we've seen environments before where that didn't happen. I mean, famously, the basis of personal computing was the release of the IBM PC, which was done specifically so that anyone and everywhere could write software for it, and we survived that. Of course,
you know,
we also had a lot of, you know, safety,
yeah,
virus safety issues that came about because of that too. So
right, but it seems like Apple and Microsoft and Android have kind of gone two different directions, right? Apple's ecosystem seems to be a lot more closed than maybe Microsoft's and Android. Android even more or open source, kind of, to allow a lot more apps and developers and things like that. Apple really tries to, I think, you know, keep a handle on much of its stuff, right? Which is why you can only get an iPhone that's made by Apple.
Apple. Oh, yeah, and that's very true. That's their that's in their genes, right? That's
yeah.
been the company since the beginning. That's been their one of their distinguishing factors.
Right. Very okay. True. Interesting. Just about a minute left, Lewis. Do you have one more quick thing that we could talk about for a minute?
Yeah, really quick. And I think this is important for those of us out here in rural areas. HughesNet and Starlink, right?
Oh, right.
HughesNet used to be the big satellite internet provider and still is. But with, you know, Starlink coming in, they've taken a big chunk of HughesNet. So there's news now that HughesNet has lost 200,000 satellite internet users.
Wow.
In last year alone. And that, you know, that impacts those of us out here. And, you know, we're not in big cities, right? A lot of us use this stuff. I depend on Starlink. I used to have other services, and now I depend on Starlink. So I think that's important for those of us in rural areas to understand where this technology is going.
Right. Very true. It's amazing how much it's changed just since you and I have been talking about this stuff on the radio. So it's amazing to me. All right. Very good. Lewis, thank you so much. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you. Everyone have a great week.
All right. You too, Lewis. Thank you so much. And next week it's spring break, so we'll have to catch up in a couple of weeks.
All right.
That'll be the plan. But everybody have a great rest of your day. Thanks for joining me right here on KSJE Farmington.